This is Akashvani, the news, read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Indian-American vocalist and entrepreneur Chandrika Tandon has won the Grammy Award for the album Triveni in the Best New Age Ambient or Chant Album category. The 67th annual Grammy Awards kicked off at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles today, celebrating the music and resilience. As per the media reports, Beyoncé led the nominations with 11, winning Best Country Album for Cowboy Carter, making her the most nominated artist in Grammy history with 99 nods. Sabrina Carpenter won her first Grammy for her album Short and Sweet. Kendrick Lamar won multiple awards for his track Not Like Us. And the Beatles won Best Rock Performance for their AI-assisted track Now and Then. Doechii made history as the third woman to win Best Rap Album. Other stars like Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, Olivia Rodrigo and Charlie XCX also shined on the red carpet. Today is the last day of campaigning for the Delhi Assembly elections. Leaders and star campaigners from BJP, AAP and Congress have left no stone unturned to woo the voters with roadshows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings across the city. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda will address a public meeting in the Burari area this afternoon. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is also going to address public meetings in different constituencies of the national capital. Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal is scheduled to hold a public meeting and a roadshow this afternoon. Senior AAP leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann will also be addressing several public meetings in the city today. Congress MP Priyanka Gandhi is going to hold a roadshow in the Kasturbar Nagar area to seek votes in favour of the party candidates. A total of 699 candidates are in the fray. Elections for the 70-member Delhi Assembly will be held on Wednesday and the counting of votes will take place on Saturday. And now, news from Mahakumbh 2025 being held in Prayagraj. The third Amrit Snan of Mahakumbh is underway on the occasion of Basant Panchami. The Amrit Snan is the most significant and sacred ritual of the Mahakumbh Mela. The first two Amrit Snan took place on the 14th of January, that is Makar Sankranti, and 29th of January on Mauni Amavasya. The Uttar Pradesh government has implemented a robust security plan and the Mela area of Mahakumbh has been designated as no vehicle and no VIP zone. The Mahakumbh Mela, recognized as the world's largest religious gathering, commenced on 13 January and more than 35 crore devotees have taken holy dip in the Sangam so far. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that the country cannot have millions of illegal migrants and allow the electoral politics to be disturbed by demographic dislocations as he appealed to the youth to neutralize the anti-national narratives. Jagdeep Dhankar, also the chairman of the Rajya Sabha, voiced concerns over frequent disruptions in Parliament. Speaking at the World Forum of Accountants, WOFA, conference organized by the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India, ICAI, in the national capital yesterday, he said the youth should be concerned about the existential challenges.
Our nation cannot afford to have millions of illegal migrants. We cannot allow our electoral politics to be disturbed by demographic dislocations and earthquakes.
The domestic benchmark equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, opened lower in early trade today, tracking weak cues from Asian markets as concerns over broader trade war intensified following tariffs on Canada, Mexico and China by the US President Donald Trump. The BSE Sensex had declined by 695 points or 0.91% to 76,812, while Nifty 50 dropped 211 points or 0.90% to trade at 23,271. When reports last came in. In chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyananda clinched the prestigious Tata Steel Masters 2025 title in a thrilling showdown, defeating reigning world champion Deeku Kesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.